It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Friday Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and the Totopolis High School baseball team has conjured up some late-inning magic, and that's propelled them to the Class 2A State Baseball Tournament this Friday and Saturday at Illinois Field in Champaign. Coach Justin Fleener's crew come up big in the Carbondale Super Sectional Monday. Behind 5-0 in the fifth, the Wooden Shoes put up three runs in the bottom of the fifth, and then came through in the seventh with the 6-5 victory. And here is our call of the Shoes finishing off the comeback at Monday's Super Sectional.
Veteran coach Justin Fleener.
Chris is a veteran coach, yep. Also.
Went to his coaching staff and discussed something, and then they allowed Jason Craik to run for himself in this spot. So Craik will stay out there for himself as Tegan Powles is at the plate. Runners on first and second. First pitch swinging. He hits one deep into the air in left center field. Center fielder's going back. He can't catch it. One will score, and Craik is going to be waved around. He will score as they have no chance to throw him out at the plate.
Wow.
Totopolis walks it off with the victory. Tegan Powles, your ultimate hero, pitch hit double, not probably triple, actually. And the Shoes will advance to the Final Four in Champaign.
Yes, indeed. Now it's on to state for the Wooden Shoes after that rally to come back against DeCoyne on Monday night, as the Wooden Shoes will meet Sterling Newman Central Catholic, a team that is 28-7-1 on the season. They will play tonight at 7 o'clock. The opening game of the 2A Final Four features Eureka at 34-4 and Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin at 24-8. That game scheduled to get underway at 4 o'clock. Winners will advance to the state championship game tomorrow night at 7, while the losers will play in the third place game at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Wherever the Shoes are, you can catch the action on KJ Country 102.3. Totopolis is the fourth game of the day, again slated to begin at 7 o'clock. Our pregame show at 6:45 tonight on KJ Country 102.3 and KJCountry.com. 1A state tournament finals will be played today as well at Champaign, as it's Ottawa Marquette and Lexington. That one has a first pitch at 10 a.m., followed by Pawnee and Father McGivney out of Glen Carbon. That begins at 1 o'clock at the Class 1A state baseball finals. Also, softball finals are set at Louisville Slugger Sports Complex in Peoria. 1A features Carrollton and Casey Westfield at 4:30, and Leroy and Dakota gets underway at 12:30 today. Poplar Grove North Boone versus Carterville at 10, and Beecher versus the Auburn Co-op at 12:30 in 2A action there as well. Can't forget about the bass fishing state finals. They should be underway now at Lake Shelbyville. And several teams from the area representing our area quite well at Shelbyville. And that includes Effingham High School's team of Kylie Harmonson and Cade Sarver. Their driver will be Chad Harmonson, and Drew Daters is the Effingham bass fishing coach. Also, of course, Totopolis' team of Brody Taylor and Dawson Haney qualified. Dawson, however, is the leadoff hitter for the Shoes on their baseball team, so Brady Blummer will be the alternate, and he is fishing today at Shelbyville for Totopolis' coach Lee Bennekemper and driver Lance Dosenbrock. Also, Newton has two teams there, coached by Chris Bradley. He will drive Team 1 with Lane Bergner and Bradley Kyson. Team 2, driven by Chris James, with Gunner James and Landon Kurtz. Windsor has a team in the state fishing bass finals as state bass fishing finals as well, as they are their head coach Pat O'Dell will also be the driver for Miles Verdine and Hayden Porter. Best of luck to all of those participants at the bass fishing state finals at Lake Shelbyville today. Also want to mention that the Effingham softball awards were given out. And thanks to Jerry Trigg, always keeping us informed all year long, as varsity award winners include Keegan Koenig for Rookie of the Year, Bria Beals for sportsmanship, Sidney Donaldson won the Best Hitter Award, while Maya Harvey was the Gold Glove and Player of the Year, and Sage Altoff was the Pitcher of the Year for Effingham. Also receiving All-Apollo Conference Awards included Keegan Koenig, who was on the second team, Sidney Donaldson, Maya Harvey, Sage Altoff. They were all on the first team. Sage is the first team pitcher. And Riley Engel also was on the second team All-Apollo for Effingham softball. Congratulations to all of those ladies as well. Speaking of softball, man, major drama at the College Softball World Series as Texas Tech held on for a 4-3 victory over Texas as that forces a winner-take-all Game 3 tonight as Texas had the tying run on third base in the bottom of the seventh, but Tech held on for the victory as that softball college world series has provided all the drama you could hope for. Looking forward to a good game three tonight. Also, major drama in game one of the NBA finals as it was Indiana defeating Oklahoma City 111-110 at Oklahoma City. Stunning the crowd was Indiana as they trailed by as many as 15 in the fourth quarter. Tyrese Halliburton, however, hit a jumper with 3/10 of a second left in the game to give the Pacers their first and only lead in the contest, but they get the win 111-110. They will not return to action until Sunday at Oklahoma City, as that will jump up at 7 o'clock there. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball saw the Cardinals split a doubleheader with the Royals. They won Game 1 6-5 in 10 innings. However, the Royals came back to win Game 2 7-5 in St. Louis yesterday. The Cubs picked up a big win over the Nationals by a score of 7-1. Cubs will be at Detroit. Big series there between two good teams this season, as Detroit has the best record in baseball at the moment. That first pitch at 6:10 tonight for the Cubs and the Tigers. Meanwhile, the LA Dodgers will be at St. Louis at 7:15 tonight to begin that three-game series as well. Hockey action tonight, it's game two, as it will be Edmonton hosting Florida. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Keep in mind, Edmonton already up 1-0 in that series after they won the opener there 4-3 in overtime. Again, high school baseball for you at the 2A State Baseball Championship Final Four. It's the semifinal matchup between Sterling Newman Central Catholic. First pitch, 7 o'clock, as the pregame show comes your way around 6:45. You can catch all the action from State Ford to Topolis on KJ Country 102.3 and KJCountry.com. That's been a check of sports on this Friday. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.